Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI Radio in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Lots to talk about today, Jim, including a high school kicker in the state of Illinois who pretty much single-handedly booted his team to victory last week, setting a state record in the process.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the previous record for most field goals made in the game in the state of Illinois was 5 and was set back in 1991 by a Bloomington Central Catholic kicker. And in week one, a kicker from Wheaton Warrenville South made 8 field goals in one high school football game. How about that? 8 field goals, and the distances were 48, 38, 24, 44, 25, 44, 45, and 30. That is a day, and that's like almost a whole season of kicking. And actually, last year I saw in the story this young man that made the 8 field goals on that game on August the 24th attempted just 7 the entire 2017 season. So he had himself a day, apparently.
He sure did, and he did miss one. He was 8 of 9. And then the other thing is, for the offense, they must have gotten close and into the red zone a number of times, but they bogged down, and their offensive coordinator is probably not too excited about this record.
Yeah, well, but the one thing, like I was telling you off the air, in high school football, and I'll speak, Wheaton Warrenville South, of course, an 8A or 7A school, so they probably have the luxury of maybe preparing some kickers with the number of coaches that they have at some of those bigger schools. But I tell you, if you are a small school, 1A, 2A, or even 3A team, and you have the luxury of having a pretty good kicker, that is a big weapon, especially when the playoffs roll around, where you know when it's a fourth and long situation, and you're around the 20-yard line, and you have the opportunity to bring a kicker out that can consistently make, you know, say a 35 to 40-yard field goal. That's huge, and that played a factor in last week's Orion-Newman game, a battle of two highly touted teams, and Orion brings their kicker out, and they were near the goal line even on a fourth down situation, but they felt pretty good about their kicker, and he's able to boot the ball through the upright and give Orion a big win, a 20-17 over Newman. All right, the other big story I wanted to talk about this week, there was a story down in Louisiana, and I know we've talked about this before, Brian, about how, you know, a lot of the schools in our area with the plight of school finances, trying to have enough money for extracurricular activities and maybe reaching some sponsorship arrangements with local businesses or organizations. We're seeing that not necessarily on the field of play, but we're seeing sponsorships pop up, you know, on walls in gymnasiums, along fencing near football fields, on scoreboards, things of that nature. Well, this was an interesting test, and I've always wondered about this. It happened in Louisiana, and I think $3,500 was at stake. It was a public school, I think Benton High School, the name, down in Louisiana, and they reached an agreement with Christ Fit Gym, a Christian-based nonprofit gym, for sponsorship of the one end zone, I believe, but the wording on the field contained a Bible verse and then the word Christ, and lo and behold, what comes into play? A federal lawsuit alleging improper endorsement of religion in the schools. And it came actually from the booster club, who said, no, we can't do this. We're going to have to paint over the Bible verse and the word Christ. So interesting, with $3,500 at play. And those are the type of issues you get involved with when you, I guess, reach some type of sponsorship agreement. That's kind of the controversy, I guess, that can be created. And this is in play down in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. When you shared that with me, I was like, wow, you talk about, you know, yeah, there are laws involved with, you know, church and state and such. And you look and you say, wow, what a very interesting topic. And maybe it's good that it's something controversial like that, because I would see the potential of this happening And I'm not sure how I feel. I'm not sure if I think that's a good idea, regardless of what the business is, because at some point, where do you draw the line and how do you draw the line? If it's Chico's bail bonds, like in the movie Bad News Bears, how do you say, okay, that business qualifies. We'll take their money. This one doesn't. In this case, it's a little more cut and dried because of the church issue. But, yeah, what if it's a business that, you know, is something that is somewhat, you know, opposite of what you're looking for values, like maybe a liquor establishment or something. I mean, where do you draw the line? How do you do that? And are we opening that can of worms once we start that process?
Yeah, and the other thing that comes into play, too, you know, some people will say, well, extracurricular activities is a privilege and not a right. So we can do things like this, the example you give, or even the Christ Fit gym here. But, you know, when we get involved in issues like this, either it's fortunately or unfortunately, it involves the lawyers and the courts, but a lot to ponder with these type of issues. It's more than just money coming into play. And like I said, basically a policy has to be created, attorneys have to be involved, and maybe the courts get involved as well. I'll try to link that story on our website as well. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.